Hi, everybody. Welcome to activespirituality.life. Here we are now at week 16 of 2020, and we hope that everybody is safe and sheltering in place and looking after themselves and their families, their loved ones. We are talking about April the 13th, Monday, this week, starting on the 13th. And Pam's going to give us, as always, a 20-minute forecast, and then I'll jump in at the end with our meditation. Thank you so much, Pam.
Yes, Susie, thank you. And hello to everyone. And here we go, talking about the 13th of April, 2020. All the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. So basically, on the 13th, one of the things to notice is that the moon is in the sign of Capricorn. And the moon in Capricorn, the moon where it is shows us kind of the mood of the day, or and that'll be different based on who you are as a person, what your relationship to Capricorn is. And when I say that, what I mean is that the 12 signs there are all represented in each of our horoscopes. And so what it means is that when the moon is moving through the sign of Capricorn, it is triggering or activating a certain area of your life based on your personal horoscope. Now, if you have strong Capricorn planets, that's going to be feeling very familiar in some way, whatever it is touching or triggering. If it's Mars, let's say you have Mars in Capricorn, then you're going to feel a sense of, I really want to take direction or work something or make something happen on the slow climb. If your moon is in the sign of Capricorn, then once again, there's a sense of hunkering down on the task and feeling like you're in a harmonious zone of what's comfortable for you. And when I say that, we also have to consider, what is it that makes us feel comfortable? Because some of us, when we were born, let's say the moon wasn't very, what we say, well aspected. So there were challenges, there were struggles, there were things that didn't feel necessarily safe or nurtured. And yet, we can feel very comfortable when we're in those situations because we grew up with that sense of, you gotta just depend on yourself and make sure there's food on the table and da 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 da. And that's all energetically a bit of what Moon in Capricorn tells us. Moon in Capricorn tells us to look at the situation and make the best of it. Do something that is going to be active or decisive within the parameters or limitations of a situation. So the nice thing about this Moon in Capricorn day, and actually it spills into the 14th as well, Tuesday, is that these days are actually well aspected in the outcome. But what they require is that on Monday, for instance, that we look at the situation with very clear eyes and say to ourselves, well, what's real here? What do I want my reality to be? And so what's happening, and I have this conversation many times over the past few weeks as we get barraged with so much information that is requiring us to be in a containment, even though we feel perhaps very threatened, depending on where we live or what our situation is. That being said, Jupiter is still in the sign of Capricorn. And Jupiter, throughout this travel of the moon moving through Capricorn, where its final aspect before it leaves the sign of Capricorn will be with Jupiter, is we are gathering information that ideally leads us to greater knowledge. Now, the interesting thing about Jupiter being in the sign of Capricorn is it's in the sign that has to do with reality. What is real? What is it I can manifest that's concrete? And as we go through the movement of Pluto being in Capricorn, which it's been since 2008 and will eventually make a return to the United States Pluto position in its birth chart. So what we're seeing is we're seeing in the United States, regardless of where you live, a sea change of transformation about what it is that is the raison d'être. What is it that is the reason that we are here, that we are concretizing and creating? And so days like Monday and Tuesday, not to get all conceptual, except of course as an astrologer and an Aquarian, this is what I do periodically. But what is being presented to us is an opportunity to analyze what is the reality we're creating? What is the reality that the United States has created? And if you live in the United States, you might be thinking and looking at everything as what is working in this system that's been created and what is not. But for you as an individual, regardless of where you live on the planet, right now you are deconstructing and constructing the parameters of your reality. And the stay in place or shelter in place, which is so interesting because Capricorn is the opposite sign to Cancer. And Monday and Tuesday, the moon, which is the quote planet, the wanderer that's connected to the sign of Cancer, is in its opposite sign in Capricorn. And I'm actually writing about this now, and it'll be out in probably within a week on insightoasis.com if you want to read more about it. But since we live in a world of polarities where everything basically is connected to the other, so even though Cancer appears to be the opposite of Capricorn, Cancer, which is about shelter, home, what feeds me, how I nurture myself, my family, is the opposite of Capricorn. Business, obtainment, status, what I do to get stuff and succeed in this world. So those things seem to be opposites. And yet one ideally feeds into the other. So Monday and Tuesday is asking us or giving us the opportunity. And that's one thing that is so valuable about this enforced stay in place, or I call it the enforced hermitage, is that we have opportunities to really reflect on what is the reality I've created. Yes, I think it's the reality that's been presented to me, but I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I thought I needed to do this job, obtain these things, wear these clothes, have these objects. But in the end, when I'm just in my home with the people or the animal or the no one, maybe a plant that I'm quarantined with, what gives me that sense of why I've created this reality? So Monday and Tuesday are tremendous opportunity days to start weaving your new reality. What is it you want to take with this information that's being presented to us continually? It's like always if you turn on the media, any of the media, it's like always like almost vomiting out all this information. But what do you do with it in the end? And in the end, you want to be able to create boundaries and make decisions. Okay, I'll only listen to the news, you know, in the morning and in the evening, but not too late in the evening, because then I have to have a restful sleep. Or, you know, maybe I just listen to it in the morning, or maybe I don't listen to it at all. But you want to take the knowledge and information that's been presented to you and make your reality with it. So Monday and Tuesday, this is what's being offered to us. And in the in-between, you can have really great conversations. You can find new things to do in your home. You can create something you haven't created before. You might even be planning your next business or career. But at 7:47 p.m. Eastern Time, the moon goes void, of course, which means it no longer will connect to another heavenly body before it changes signs. So this is a really good evening to wind down, take care of your body, get a good night's sleep. Actually, every evening is. And then on the 15th, the moon enters the sign of Aquarius at 3:37 a.m. And once it's entered Aquarius, now we're in also, this is a week of actually pretty good energy. And one thing I find very interesting about it is that we have been coming from an assault of the virus and media and negativity that may be making us feel pretty traumatized, grieving, and beaten down. So a lot of that has been with the influence that in March, Mars was also in the sign of Capricorn, Mars, the warrior planet, the assertive planet, the planet that tells us what we desire. But now in April, it's been moving through Aquarius. So what happens once we get into the moon entering Aquarius on the 15th into the 16th in this, and it's also interesting, we're in this reflective Passover period for those who honor and mark that, because now we're in a time when we're looking at, well, how can I move this energy? What can I do that makes me feel more of an architect of what the new world will look like? Because our world has changed. Life as we know it is never going to be the same. So what we all are doing is dreaming new realities. And so if you feel yourself at times assaulted, traumatized, grieving, overwhelmed with senses of fear, well, ride through that, allow it to happen, and then realize that you can tell a new story to yourself. You can start to parent yourself, be the authority for yourself that determines the new structures and the new realities. And so when the moon is in the sign of Aquarius, Saturn's also in the sign of Aquarius now. Saturn is the border keeper, the architect, the builder, the Lord Karma, we call him, the great disciplinarian, the authority. So we get to say, what does the new reality, the new world look like? And we either will get herded in to what we're told it's going to look like, or we can each be individual architects about what it looks like. And you start with your own life. What does your life look like? What does your life look like if you have time that needs to be structured differently? And some of us, that structure is not necessarily of our own making, because we're doing caretaking, or we're the planner, or the person that figures out the safety or the what happens to structure for other people who are dependent on our decision making. But again, it's tell yourself that you are in the process of bridging. You are one of the beings that is creating what happens next. And a lot of that is our attitude about the today that we have. So the 15th Wednesday is, I see it as in the early part of the day, maybe confronting some personal blocks or things that confront, or we have to move in some way. Be aware that mid-afternoon on Wednesday, you want to really pay attention to your surroundings, where you are. A lot of us are doing a lot of things very quickly or moving like from one stasis position to another based on limitations of space. And also be aware of the seduction of the internet and the computer, because if we're not thinking things through, we can get caught in by someone else kind of pushing out or trying to instigate things. That can happen, especially on Wednesday. But if we've navigated the day well and had awareness and also a sense of personal responsibility, by the time we get into late afternoon, early evening, a lot of keen productivity and inspiration can be breaking through. And the 16th is a very dynamic day, even if you're just in four walls. So how do you use it in ways that make you feel active, vital, and a participant in what is in the process of becoming? Because that's what we're doing. We're all cooking the stew that's been presented to us and burning off anything that is deceptive or not what we want to carry with us. And so when you cook something for a long time and really consider the ingredients and that get put into it, you're looking at what is it that I want it to taste, smell, be like, so that it feeds me and my loved ones and the community I care about in maximum potential. And then on the 17th, the moon goes void, of course, at 10:34 a.m. in the morning. And it's void, of course, for several hours until it enters the sign of Pisces at 2:29 p.m. And this sets up a very rich weekend to kind of continue the story that we started to present ourselves as we're kind of winding down with this waning moon cycle. How are we going to move into our new tomorrows, and how active and socially responsible are we going to be? Because that's the huge theme with Saturn having moved into Aquarius. What is it that we each see ourselves as being pieces of the brilliant puzzle that is going to come together to create the blueprint and architecture of the new tomorrow? And I know I'm speaking in a lot of big terms when you may be feeling very small and stuck, but you're not. You're actually more able to be wider open than you usually are when you're moving through so many things. You don't have time to access and touch the higher self pieces of yourself. So allow yourself on Friday, late afternoon, evening, certainly on Saturday, and then into Sunday, allow yourself this time to really feel enriched with the wonder of your inner life, whether it's meditation, yoga, things that turn off the electronics for pockets of time so that you can enter into the well of your inner life, because there is so much rich information there. The 18th Saturday may have a little friction in the day. We may be feeling very much that our wants and needs are not getting met. So again, look at that, honor it, receive it, learn what it's telling you. And then the antidote may be that you reach out or you connect to someone you love and really need to talk to as we get in the later part of the day. And it could just be writing, like writing out was things you want to say to someone, maybe even someone who's no longer here. And on the 19th, the sun enters the sign of Taurus. So the Taurus sun, which comes in at 10:45 a.m., is working so beautifully in tandem with that Pisces moon to birth and create new dreams, new ways of being. And believe it or not, for some of us who feel very financially challenged right now, wealth, because again, we're only limited with what we believe we can have by seeing ourselves as not being part of the whole. And once we start to feel more connected to the whole, and this isn't about just having more, this is about realizing that we're all connected to the whole. We're connected to everything. And that's what the virus message has been teaching us. We're connected to the virus. And we're all connected to these pieces that are looking, asking us to make those deeper connections, those richer connections that allow us limitless opportunities for everyone on the planet. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Okay, so let's go into a nice deep space for meditation. Invite everyone to close your eyes, take a few deeper breaths, and arrive. Let the mind switch off just for 10 minutes. And as you take a few deeper breaths, feeling yourself, your whole self arrive, being present, being aware. And with each breath, allowing yourself to become more and more peaceful. And finding peace now amidst all of the uncertainty, all of the chaos, the confinement, things way out of your control. Finding that peace now might be challenging more than ever, but that peace is always there. It's always a part of you. It's always accessible. So allow yourself just to deepen into that place of calmness, of wisdom. And as you do, the body calming down, the mind calming down. And sometimes we get to a place where it almost feels like we're just about to go to sleep. And that's that very deep place of meditation that some of us come to very easily and quickly. For some of us, it takes years and years and years of practice. But that's the place that we would like to get to sometimes. Because in that space, the world exists, everything is present. But we are in some way beginning to loosen our grasp. we're not so attached to the moment or to the location, but we're entering into that semi-conscious, going to unconscious, going to sleep state, that limbo state. And when we're learning meditation or practicing meditation, it can actually take quite a bit of perseverance at this point to hold that place, to hold it in that place of awareness, of calmness, but not falling asleep. Keeping the mind aware, but letting the body almost feel like it's asleep. And not letting thoughts come and grab you and pull you away. Not letting noises come and grab you and pull you away. Not letting the itch on the tip of your nose pull you away. Not getting pulled back up into an awakened state, but staying in this very deeply meditative state, which leads to awakening. And as we're feeling this very deep and peaceful state, we come into a place of acceptance, accepting the moment, accepting where we are. It is what it is, no matter what it is, no matter what comes up, what the situation is, what we're thinking about. It is what it is. Allowing ourselves to be in a very deep state of acceptance. And from that state, we can go in all directions. We can go in many different places. But for now, let us just hold that state peacefully, calmly, very, very, very calmly, holding that state where we are just in acceptance, just in awareness, just in peace, just open. And practicing this place is very important to us now. Practicing being here. This is the space that comes before our next experience, that comes before our next creation, before we begin to adventure out into the world, before we begin to create, invent, make. This is the space before we create or make or do. This is the space of openness, of awareness, of peace and calm. It is natural for us to be here. It is our natural state to be here. And it might be layered by many, many, many years of experience, of analysis, many, many years of interpretation. But we hold this space within us, underneath all of the layers. And it's always there for us. It's always ready for us. It's always accessible for us. If we just hold still for a moment, hold the mind, hold the thoughts, hold the emotions, and just be in acceptance right here, right now, gently, peacefully, awarely, with great awareness, with great peace. And as we take a few deeper breaths, we send that peace and energy into the body. We send that peace and calmness into every single cell. We send that peace and calmness into every hair, to every organ, to every neuron, to every part of our body. Creating space, creating opening, everything slowing down. Everything calming down. And as we calm down, our physical body in a neutral state now has the ability to increase our vital force. Without stress, without worries, without concerns, the vital force strong and healthy, and we take a few deeper breaths, allowing that energy of peace and calmness to come in, to be a part of us, to rise up from within us, always a part of us. And we share this peace and calm with all beings everywhere. Taking a few deeper breaths, we gently open our eyes.